So this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. And the Torah writes that a very big nes happened on this day. So just point out that it wasn't this day. Well, this year it will be, because Shabbos is falling out on Yud Nisan. One of the questions which the Mefarshim are dealing with is that the nes took place on Yud Nisan, as we'll explain what this nes is. Yet we celebrate this nes every year on Shabbos, be it as it may. The Torah writes that a big nes took place in relation to Shabbos HaGadol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metaveh b'nei Yisrael to take a seh, to take a lamb, and to go and to shecht it before the eyes of the Mitzrayim who worshipped this seh. And the Yidden did so, and he points out, firstly, that they went and they tied it to their beds, and the Mitzrayim saw, and when they asked, "What are you doing?" they explained what they were doing. And the Kedushas Levi and the Mefarshim ask a question. We're talking here about Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We celebrate 10 Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. These are Nisim, these are miracles which are beyond supernatural. Yet, we single out this nes of Shabbos HaGadol, that the Jewish people, that they took these lambs in the face of the Mitzrayim, and this is called the nes HaGadol. So ask the Kedushas Levi and the other Mefarshim. Something which we need to understand. So to begin, Pesach is called Zman Chirusenu. What is the cheres of Pesach? The simple answer would be having been freed from bondage, from slavery, the physical enslavement of the Jewish people. It's very difficult to accept that because Chazal really tell us that even a year before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, from the very beginning of the Makos, perhaps even earlier than that, B'nai Yisrael, that the hardships and the slavery ended for B'nai Yisrael. Rather, a deeper answer would be that the leaving of Mitzrayim represents a different spiritual perspective. But let's go a little bit more than that, the Mirtz Hashem. Chazal tell us that Mordechai, Hatzadik, was a very great Jew. And the story has it that the Rishoner, the great Tzadik, that he was once sitting amongst his Hasidim and he posed the following question: what was the true godliness of Mordechai the Tzadik? What was the greatest virtue of Mordechai? And run away, the Hasidim were throwing out answers, quoting Devi Chazal from the Gemara and from the Medrash, what they each one had thought was the crowning virtue of Mordechai. And then it was the Rishoner's turn. And the Rishoner told them, to me the greatest virtue of Mordechai the Tzaddik is what the Pasuk says about him. That when Haman was passing by, says the Megillah, V'loi kam v'loi za mimenu. Everybody had bowed down to Haman. Mordechai refused to bow. But the pasuk goes on to say, "Loi kam," he didn't get up for him. "V'loi za," and he didn't shake, he didn't tremble, he didn't move an iota. So said the Rishoner, "Loi kam," I can understand why he wouldn't get up for him. But "V'loi za," the fact that he didn't flinch, that he didn't shake, that there was no trepidation of Haman whatsoever. This is a Maisa Godless. Ki galdo Mordechai mikol ha-Yehudim. This was Mordechai's Godless, higher than all the Jews, not the fact that he didn't just bow. Like kam v'laiza. Such a high level of Yerushalayim. And a simon of a person's level of his Yerushalayim is not how much yira and fear of Hashem's awesomeness which he carries with him, but that can be understood from how much he's fearful of the people around him, of the circumstances of life around him, because the two things are in a tug of war. When we're fearful of world events, of certain situations, challenges or people, circumstances, it's a test in our Yirat Shamayim. And it bears witness of our levels of Yirat Shamayim. Before the Baal Shem Tov's father passed away, and he was orphaned at a very young age, the Baal Shem Tov taught that his father told him in his last words two lessons for life, which he of course passed on to his children and to his Talmidim for all future generations. My father told me, said the Baal Shem Tov, to love every single Jew. No matter what shape or size, every Jew should be loved and appreciated. And secondly, do not fear anyone other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Baal Shem Tov said that he worked on these two midas his whole life. To love all Yidden, and to only fear the Master of the world. Shabbos is a time during the week, which is very much connected with the Midah of Yira. The Zohar says that the very first word of the Torah Bereishis, the letters can be arranged to spell Yare Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Yira. And just as Shabbos is so central to our lives, Chazal tell us based on the Pasuk, V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokech Hashem Imach. And now, what is it that Hashem asks of you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki'im Le'yira, that we should fear Him. And Chazal say, Ki'im Le'yira, Moshe uses an expression of Ki'im, but only to have Yira. And Chazal say, is Yira a small thing that Moshe has to say, Ki'im Le'yira only? And the Gemara says, by Moshe, it is a small thing. But on a deeper level, there's an inyan that Yira is very small. And what does that mean? In comparison to the rest of the days of the week, the 6 days of Chol, Shabbos is only 1/7 of the week, a fraction. Yet, Shabbos is the most important day of the week because Shabbos is a day of Yirat Shamayim. And the Gemara tells us that if a person amasses many treasures of Torah and he's lacking Yirat Shamayim, then he has absolutely nothing. Yirat Shamayim is the greatest midah. It's the greatest treasure. It's called Oitzro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is most precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the day which is dedicated during the week for the Midah of Yira is Shabbos. And although it's only one day, it gives chiyus. It gives life to all the other days of the week which we toil in Torah and Avodas Hashem and Mitzvahs. And the Baal Shem Tov teaches the Pasuk which we say in Tehillim, Chadal Lahaskil Lehetiv. Refrain from seichel to make yourself better. The Baal Shem Tov writes, if the Yetzer Hara can't entice a Jew not to learn Torah, because he knows he won't listen to him, but he can entice him and he can work hard that he shouldn't learn Sifrei Musar. He shouldn't learn things which bring him to Yirat Shamayim and Sifrei Chassidus. And this is the Pshat and Pasuk, Chadal. The Yetzer Hara says to the Jew, refrain, lahaskil lehetim, from learning things which will improve you. Refrain from limudim which bring you to Yirat Shamayim, says the Yetzer Hara. And he can be successful in that. Shabbos is the day of the week which gives life to everything else which we do during the 6 days of the Yemei Chol. It may be a tiny day, maybe a very few 25 hours. But in terms of the quality of what it does, like the Gemara says, that it gives life and it gives kiyum to everything else which we do. This is the tiny Yirat Shamayim which is worth everything. It's like a diamond. It may be so small, but in terms of its value, it's greater than anything else. When we speak about Pesach as being Zman Cheruseinu, Chazal tell us and they explain, what does it mean, cheres? Where do we find this word cheres elsewhere? Chazal tell us that when the Jewish people received the Torah on Har Sinai, charus al haluchos, that the words were engraved on the luchos, on the Torah. Chazal say, al tikri charus el cheres, that this word charus is a word of cheres. And Chazal say, cheres means, what is true freedom? To be truly free means to be free from every force in this world. To know that there's nothing which a Jew can be fearful of, and there's nothing which stands higher than us. So therefore Chazal say, cheres mimalach hamaves. That a Jew is only truly free when he's free from the malach hamaves. And we find great tzaddikim who were actually free from the malach hamaves. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die by the hands of the malach hamaves. Neither did Miriam, neither did Aaron, neither did the Avos HaKedoshim, neither did many, many, many tzaddikim throughout all the generations. They died from a kiss from Hashem. Because the Jew essentially is higher than the Malach HaMaves. And the most famous of them is Eliyahu HaNavi, who lives forever. And when we speak about Cheres on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with implications, what that means, we need a Dugma Chai, we need a living example of what it means, Cheres, to be free, truly free from the Malach HaMaves. So therefore, who other than Eliyahu HaNavi should come and to be that living example for us of what it means, a Ben Chayrin, free from the hands of the Malach HaMaves. And many of us were fearful. The greatest fear which we had is the fear of death. But a Jew is not fearful of death, because we know that death doesn't mean the end. It means the beginning of a new chapter, of going higher, of moving forward in greater closeness to Hashem, that we're passing through this world. Whereas a guy who knows nothing of this thinks that he's here for 70 years plus, and then everything comes to an end, and everything is just forgotten history. But by a Jew, we live in a world of eternity. We're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll be here forever, higher than time. And we're not fearful of death. And when we say that a Jew should be fearful of no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means no fear of death. This was the godless of Mordechai the Tzaddik. It wasn't just he wasn't afraid of Haman. He knew the ramifications, the repercussions, what it means not to bow down to Haman. Death. He could have been killed. So therefore, not being fearful of Haman, not moving an iota, wasn't just not to be afraid of Haman. It means that he knew and he could see the consequences, but of that he was not afraid. This is the secret of Shabbos Kodesh. The Kedushas Levi answers this question, what is the nes of Shabbos HaGadol? He writes, Ach ramzu lanu sheyisrael beis hazayis avlu da Hashem yisbarach v'maychin de galus. The testimony of Shabbos HaGadol was that Bnei Yisrael were serving Kodesh Baruch Hu with a very great level. And he who serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu on a high level, he is not afraid. He's not scared from anything which comes his way. This is the great neis that they acted with a greatness. That they feared not the Mitzrayim, rather only the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is godless. Shabbos HaGadol and the Nes of Shabbos HaGadol, what we want to bring to the forefront is that a Jew has nothing to be afraid of other than the Malach Malchei HaMelachim. And this is the essence of Shabbos, like we said. Shabbos is a day of Yira, Bereshis is Yorei Shabbos. What gives Klal Yisrael this toikif, this strength of Yerushalayim and nothing less, to be fearful of nothing other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, not even death. And they put their lives on the line by taking this korban. They slaughtered the gods of the Mitzrayim who worshipped this Seth. But they acted in the way of Mordechai the Tzaddik, of which the Nes of Purim also took place on Pesach, like we mentioned many times. Like Kam V'Leizah Mimenu. We need to remind ourselves constantly during trying times where we hear unfortunate news in the current climate of the world that a Jew is not afraid, that he's not afraid that he doesn't tremble from a fear of death, that he doesn't tremble from anything other than the Ribbono Shel Olam, because we know that our faith is in his hands, in his loving hands, in his compassionate hands. And the moments which we live in this world are in his hands and his hands alone. Shabbos is a day which we're machazik ourselves in that. And the more that we use this Shabbos, this is our entryway into the Seder of what it means to be a Ben Chayyar. Of taking Yerushalayim and elevating it to the place of its roots, which is to be fearful of only the Ribbono Shel Olam and nothing else. So on the eve of Shabbos HaGadol, as we move closer to Pesach, we should be zeicha to these gifts of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to this strength, to this inner strength, to this inner yira of Yerushalayim and nothing else. V'leikam v'leizam imenu in the face of challenges, whatever it is on the streets, that we have trust in him, that we fear no one other than him, and we love every single Jew as well. And we're thinking about all the Jewish people, and we daven for those who are sick. We're thinking about all the Jewish people, not just for the ones who we know, but every single Jew. The legacy of the father of the Baal Shem Tov, we should be zeicha to have a meaningful Shabbos, one of godless, be able to take these lessons of Yerushalayim forward into Pesach, up to Shavuos, and to Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to need it the most. We should be zeicha to a wonderful Shabbos, a lichtige Shabbos, and a geula of Yeshua l'chol Yisrael, and ultimately with Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.